I'm Todd Morris for Mission Network News. Russia has a new law in the mix, one that some claim could be an endorsement of the Russian Orthodox Church. Sharing more about the Education to Patriotism Law, Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
From what I'm able to understand, it hasn't really yet been introduced yet. It may be introduced on New Year's Day, and some analysts are looking at it, and they're saying that basically the intent of this is to foster nationalism in education. You could call that, increased patriotism or just, defending the Russian state, that sort of thing. I think moral issues are connected with this to some extent, or at least the education of it.
The law seems less about religion and more about encouraging patriotism and distinguishing Russia from the West. You can learn more about it at missionnews.org. And we've been following the blasphemy case of Ahmed, a strategically placed and influential co-laborer for the Gospel of Jesus Christ inside Pakistan. Sharing an update, FMI's Bruce Allen.
I just spent a week with our brother Ahmed from Pakistan in a secure location. I'm glad to report that he is doing well, and there are some developments in his case, but not all of them are happy.
Ahmed's accusers have been pushing to have the case moved away from the original judge for some time now, and between the recent protests and instability in Pakistan, coupled with the threats made on this judge's life, he's withdrawn himself from Ahmed's case. Ellen says Ahmed's defense attorney has expressed concern over this new judge, as his reputation in the court is not good. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Danica Erdell. Get your copy for free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.